local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, it's Mobile Mornings on this Thursday. Rain showers to our west, rain showers to our east. A little bit of light rain here in Mobile Baldwin counties, but more moving in just a little bit. Dr. Bill's got our forecast coming up in just a minute, talking more about that. First, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, state troopers are working one accident with injuries at House Ferry and Snow Road, so avoid the area if you can. Mobile Police Department are clear, and they say it's a good ride across the Bayway. Still no delays as you traffic from Loxley, Malvis, and Daphne. Remember, Senior Bowl fans, head downtown Friday night for the Mardi Gras-style player parade and free concert presented by Wind Creek Casino in Austell, USA. NFL cheerleaders, local marching bands, and players from around the country throwing candy, beads, and autographed footballs. Get details at SeniorBowl.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This is Rona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price. Meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers with temperatures around 60 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with showers during the evening, lows in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with afternoon readings in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings on this Thursday. Good morning, Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. Dr. Bill on the way, plus a lot of Roberts coming up. Captain Bobby Abrascato less than an hour away with the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. Plus, we'll check in with Robert Kennedy Jr. and Rob Holbert. That's all coming up this morning, and we're glad you're along. Remember the website, fmtalk1065.com. You can go there, get top three things, biggest stories of the day on our website. Also, involve yourself in the online opinion poll question. Maybe grab a podcast or check out some Mardi Gras talk very soon. Mm-hmm. It's about to be Moon Pie Minute season again. Our buddy Rennie Brabner and the story of Mardi Gras gets kicked off in earnest tomorrow here at FM Talk 106.5.
And while you're on the website, if you click the Moon Pie Minute tab, right now we have the full Mardi Gras parade schedule listed under that page. But coming up, once we start broadcasting the Moon Pie Minutes day by day, you'll be able to catch the podcast on that page if you happen to miss a day of the Moon Pie Minute.
You can go binge them. You can share them with friends.
Binge listen to the Moon Pie Minute once we get a few under our belt, but it'll all be there at that page, Moon Pie Minute on FMTalk1065.com.
All right, the good thing about that parade schedule, if you looked at it today, you'd say, no, tomorrow. I mean, not tomorrow, I'm jumping the gun. Saturday, we got a parade. Crew de la Dauphine, obviously on Dolphin Island, that parade at 1 o'clock. And then actually, you have more parades on Dolphin Island coming up the following weekend. But we'll talk more about that coming up in just a little bit. Also, stories. The ducks are, or the boats are ducking out, or the ducks are boating out. One or the other. Gulf Coast ducks moving venues. Also, thank goodness for the city of Mobile. Saw this headline. Mobile's Mardi Gras tree ornaments have arrived. Do you remember what we're talking about here? The Mobile Mardi Gras tree?
Yeah, the big tree, right?
You remember this? This discussion happened a couple weeks ago at a city council meeting.
Mayor, maybe you need to leave that up and make it into a Mardi Gras tree. And of course, Mardi Gras trees have just been around for a few years, but I can honestly say that nobody on staff, and I doubt any city council, has decided that we should have a Mardi Gras tree. But being social media, being what it was, and we teased it out there a little bit about it, and so we have a whole lot of citizens now interested in it being a Mardi Gras tree. So you will see the transformation, and so you'll be able to say that Mobile proudly has the largest Mardi Gras tree probably in the United States.
That's what I tell people at airports all the time. And the ornaments have arrived. We'll get to that. Also, how close are we to doomsday? The results coming out today for that doomsday clock. They update each year. We'll get into that. Some Saudi military members returning to U.S. bases for training. This right after Secretary of Defense Mark Esper was at NAS Pensacola. And also on the way, the beauty of the Senior Bowl is we have this week of practice, one bad day, and then Saturday still looks fantastic weather-wise.
Yeah, looking really good for Saturday, which is rare. If you've been to Senior Bowls of the past, you've probably sat through some really cold weather, some rainy weather, but this Saturday is looking pretty, pretty good, and we'll get more info on that from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams later in the hour.
And we'll get more information on the Senior Bowl lineup and what to expect from Dalton in sports. Anything else you want us to be expecting in sports?
Yeah, Zion Williamson makes his NBA debut for the New Orleans Pelicans last night, and Eli Manning set to announce his retirement from the NFL.
All right, and in Washington yesterday, it was did we have any confirmed senators sleeping yesterday?
We did. We had at least one senator fall asleep yesterday. I can't remember his name. I'll have to find that. But also, we had senators breaking the beverage rule. Only supposed to drink water during these Senate
no coffee
trial. No coffee, and certainly no milk, which Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton broke the rules day one or day two by drinking skim milk in the chambers there.
If they're going to spill stuff in there, and it's going to be a mess. Now, I've told the senators time and time again, no food in Senate chambers or drink. All right, well, House Democrats have completed their first day of opening arguments as they seek to remove President Trump from office. We'll see how that goes. More on that from Jerry Bodlander from Westwood One.
The seven House impeachment managers took turns presenting a variety of evidence they say justifies the president's removal from office. With senators sitting at their desks, the lead House manager, Adam Schiff, said the facts aren't in dispute. The president clearly abused his power by seeking foreign assistance in his reelection effort and then covered it up.
If this conduct is not impeachable, then nothing is.
Schiff said despite White House stonewalling, the information that's been collected through testimony and documents paints an overwhelming and damning picture that justifies the president's removal from office. And he urged GOP senators to allow more information to be considered, like notes from White House officials.
The truth is going to come out. Indeed, the truth has already come out. But more and more of it will. More emails are going to come out. More witnesses are going to come forward. They're going to have more relevant information to share. And the only question is, do you want to hear it now?
Senate Republicans came away unimpressed by the Democrats' presentation and wondered about the depth of their case.
It's like the exact same thing. I mean, we get a new speaker, they talk about the same stuff.
Just a few hours into their opening arguments, they're already repeating the same points.
So far, what Schiff has said, we've heard before.
They say nothing they've heard supports the allegations against the president or his removal from office. As Democrats make their case, the president's lawyers are sitting just a few feet away on the Senate floor. One of them, Jay Sekulow, is promising a vigorous defense.
We'll challenge aggressively the case that they're putting forward based on what we're hearing, and we also have an affirmative case that we're going to make as well, so we're going to do both.
Democrats are less than a third through the 24 hours they've been given to make their case. It's expected the president's lawyers will begin their defense on Saturday. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content. Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5, turning up your voice.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A woman is in critical condition after she was caught in the middle of a police chase in Summerdale. The chase ended when the pickup truck officers were chasing crashed into the woman's SUV near the intersection of County Roads 24 and 55. Police say the driver of the truck had outstanding warrants. The woman had to be airlifted to a hospital. A passenger in the truck was also hurt. The driver was not hurt and was immediately arrested. A package of proposals addressing a blue-green algae bloom is making its way through the Florida legislature. Officials advanced a proposal that includes stricter rules on septic tanks, storm drains, and fertilizer runoff from farms and residential lawns. Over the next few weeks, lawmakers will also consider increasing fines on those who violate the state's environmental laws. Happening today, the Baldwin County Chamber Coalition is giving voters a chance to hear from candidates running for Alabama's 1st Congressional District. Both Republican and Democratic candidates in the race will meet at the Baldwin Realtors office this evening for a candidates forum. Voters will get to meet the candidates at 5:30, followed by a question and answer forum at 6. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
In your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big, sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best,
Well, good news. Thompson Tractor has everything you need. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best equipment, including used machines. Buying used equipment requires a high degree of trust, the kind that Thompson Tractor has been earning since 1957. We sell a large selection of previously owned equipment, all of it tested for durability and optimal performance for years to come. Come browse our yard at 10120 Highway 80 East, Montgomery, Alabama. Or check out the inventory online at thompsontractor.com. Oh, we buy used equipment too. Thompson Tractor. Just like you, we have what it takes.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
Big deals that are kind of a big deal.
That is, if you consider saving over $30 a big deal.
Yeah, I'd say that's a big deal.
Well, right now at Staples, a case of True Red Color printer paper is only $28.99. You save $31.
That's a crazy big deal.
See? I told you. All your office essentials at small prices every day, which is huge if you think about it.
Staples, where there's a whole lot more in store.
In store only, ends 1/25/20. Valid on SKU 513096.
Nick Saban was in Mobile for day two of Senior Bowl practice. Eli Manning is set to announce his retirement from the NFL, and Zion Williamson makes his NBA debut. 717 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Senior Bowl week rolls on with the third and final day of practice today. Unfortunately, due to the weather that's moving into our area, the practice will be held indoors at South Alabama's indoor practice facility. That means it is not open to the public for the third and final day. You can watch it on NFL Network. The North team will hit the field first this afternoon, followed by the South team. Yesterday on day two of practice, both Alabama coach Nick Saban and New England Patriots coach Bill Belichick were in attendance. NFL.com named their five stars from day two of practice: Oregon quarterback Justin Herbert, Florida wide receiver Van Jefferson, Houston offensive tackle Josh Jones, Utah defensive back Terrell Burgess, and Notre Dame quarterback Troy Pride Jr. Injuries, unfortunately, have taken a couple players off rosters for the remainder of the week. Auburn defensive end Marlon Davidson has an ankle injury that will keep him out for the rest of the week, including Saturday's game. And Vanderbilt running back Keyshawn Vaughn is also out with an injury. We lost an Auburn Tiger, but we've also gained an Auburn Tiger. Cornerback Javaris Davis was invited to join the South's roster. He made it to Mobile in time to practice yesterday. There are a couple events attached to the Senior Bowl that you can check out today. This morning, beginning at 8 at Sanger Theater, Jeremy Schapp from ESPN's Outside the Lines will moderate the Senior Bowl Summit, featuring keynote speaker Gary Vaynerchuk. And tonight at 8 at Soul Kitchen, it's the Fuse Project and Infirmary Health Lip Sync Battle. For tickets and more information, visit lipsync.fuseproject.org. In NFL news, ESPN reports the New York Giants quarterback Eli Manning is set to officially announce his retirement on Friday after 16 seasons and two Super Bowl MVPs. Manning is one of just five players in NFL history with at least two Super Bowl MVP awards. The Giants will hold a news conference at 10 a.m. tomorrow when Manning will address the media. New Orleans Pelicans rookie and number one overall pick Zion Williamson made his NBA debut in a 121-117 home loss to San Antonio last night. Williamson missed the first 44 games of the season after undergoing knee surgery in October. He started slow last night and was given restricted minutes by Pelicans head coach Alvin Gentry, but Zion ended the night with 22 points in 19 minutes thanks to a strong fourth quarter. Zion scored 17 consecutive points, including four three-pointers during his fourth quarter heat streak. Here's a three-pointer that gave Zion 16 in a row and gave the Pelicans the lead.
Zion for the lead. Unbelievable. Do you believe this young man?
I don't. And that just gave the Pelicans a one-point lead.
String music. I like it. He's got the last 16 for the Pels, and they're up by one.
That call from the Pelicans broadcast team on Fox Sports South. Pelicans will take the court again tomorrow night with Denver coming to town. In college basketball news, the Big 12 handed down punishments to players that were involved in the Kansas-Kansas State brawl from Tuesday night. It came after an 81-60 Jayhawks win. Kansas forward Silvio D'Souza will miss 12 games. The Jayhawks' David McCormick received a 2-game suspension. For Kansas State, James Love will miss 8 games, and Antonio Gordon will miss 3. In SEC basketball last night, the Auburn Tigers beat South Carolina 80-67. Freshman guard Devin Cambridge led the Tigers with 26 points, including a fourth-quarter slam dunk off of a miss that put AU up 68-53.
Okoro. Wow, what a follow by Devin Cambridge. The activity level. Okoro with the shot. No body on 35.
Now that's the call from ESPN. Up next, Auburn will host Iowa State in the Big 12 SEC Challenge this Saturday at 11 a.m. Alabama won their third game in a row, beating Vanderbilt 77-62 in Nashville. John Petty Jr. led the Tide with 23 points and 10 rebounds. Commodores are now 0-5 to start conference play. The Tide will host Kansas State on Saturday. And Mississippi State won their third game in a row, beating Arkansas 77-70. 721 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Come on, kids, get in the car. Move along. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. If you're like me, you don't like wasting time. And waiting around for something like a quote on your insurance? Well, that's just the worst. The good thing is a lot of insurance companies are just a click away with your quote. But you know what? I don't click while I'm driving. Especially when I have my grandchildren in the car. I like to kick it old school and actually talk to a human being. And if that human is local and recommended by a friend, even better. Well, that's Jack Green. Jack Green with eNational Insurance will go above and beyond to save you money on your personal, commercial liability, and all types of business insurance premiums. And he will get your quote on the same day.
Old school, huh?
That's right.
So how old is your school?
Mind your business. Call Jack Green with eNational Insurance, 767-6550. 767-6550.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers with temperatures around 60 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with showers during the evening, lows in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with afternoon readings in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
From the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, once again, Mobile Police Department now working on a new accident. State troopers there at House Ferry and Snow, and also got a major house fire with a lot of fire departments on the scene at Celeste Road near Brewer Road. Avoid the area if you can. So far, the Bayway, the Causeway, still running smooth from the Eastern Shore. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2020 Corolla with 0.9% financing for up to 60 months. See their inventory at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 724 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. Just about 10 minutes away from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. We'll talk about the rain today and Senior Bowl Saturday to come. It's good news for you out there. Also, we'll check in with Captain Bobby Abrascato for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. Hey, this segment of the show brought to you by my buddy Trey and 1-800-GOT-JUNK. He's been doing this 11 years in Mobile and Baldwin County. Congratulations, Trey, and doing obviously great work being in business that long. It's pretty simple, though. Don't get on me, but I mean, it's a simple deal. You've got junk you don't know what to do with. He's got trucks and expertise and gets rid of them. That's what happens. So, but now here's a variety. The junk could be in your attic, up that thing that is eventually going to kill all of us, the attic ladder stair thing with the creaky springs. Mm-hmm. You may have a bunch of junk up there. You may have what was once a guest room that's now a junk room full of junk. Maybe you've got stuff outside. You got a above ground pool. You've got a swing set. You want rid of the stuff, he can do it. You could also go and clean out that storage unit you're paying on every month and you don't even know what's in there. Maybe getting a house ready to sell. Maybe it's at your office. Maybe it's at your shop. You got junk. You need it gone. You need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. And what a great way to get off on the right foot for 2020 and get organized, to have less things to organize when you get rid of the junk. And the appointment, love this. You call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or go online to 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com and they will work with you to find a day and a specific time. It's refreshing. That none of this. We'll be there sometime between 7 in the morning and 5 in the afternoon in the next 2 weeks. Now, they're going to pick a day like, hey, it's Thursday at 4:30. They're there. They quote you a price. If you say yes, they get to work and get it done. It's that easy, y'all. We've used them before. I'd like you to do the same. 1-800-GOT-JUNK online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. All right. It's T-minus how many hours here? It'll be 4 or 5 hours till they get started back in the Senate again with the impeachment proceedings in Washington. We talked about the senators, different foibles going on. Here's the thing. What I like, it's a prime example, as I've lamented over time, government makes a law, and then the market figures out a way around it. Mm-hmm. Well, in this case, Senate makes a rule, and the Senate finds a way around it. So they said, okay, you can't have your smartphones, you can't have your tablets in there. So people are in there with Apple Watches, mm-hmm. which is doing the same thing. That just doesn't meet the letter of the rule they said not to have it. Then we heard, well, you can't have coffee in there. Remember, the senators are sitting for 12 hours not saying anything, okay, and listening to what's going on in the Senate. They can't have any coffee, but they can have water, and we've now found they can have
milk.
What a strange set of rules that doesn't allow coffee but allows milk. I'd rather them not spill anything there in Senate chambers, but you can have some milk, but you can't have coffee.
Yeah, and so much of this process, not
just... What if
just,
you have milk in your coffee?
I think that would be allowed.
If it was more than 50% milk, which is about how I make my coffee,
and then
milk.
You know, what about almond milk, coconut milk,
right?
All these other different kinds
of
milk.
Coffee.
And this started, I guess, back in 1966. A senator from Illinois, Everett Dirksen, asked if it would be okay for him to have a glass of milk while in the Senate chambers, and they replied that there wasn't a rule prohibiting it. So that's when milk became allowed during these kinds of trials.
Okay, and we're finding out more little side stories here from yesterday in the Senate. One about, and Ben Sasse, Senator Ben Sasse, and I know there's a lot of people that get mad because Ben Sasse doesn't always agree with the president, but Ben Sasse sometimes agrees with the president. I think he's a interesting senator, and I found out that What did he get? What was the issue?
Well, this little bit of news comes from Al Weaver from The Hill. Mm-hmm. And he said, a bit of color from Senate floor per a Ben Sasse aide. And then in quotes, at about 5 p.m., the sergeant at arms asked Sasse to put away a pouch of Red Man chewing tobacco that was on his desk. Sasse asked whether or not the four remaining spittoons were decorative. We'll see.
So I gotta go see his Twitter feed, see if he comments. He's a senator from Nebraska, so he has, there's no rule that had said you couldn't have some Red Man.
I'm not sure what the rules surrounding
no coffee, but he could have, so he had a pouch of Red Man sitting there on the desk.
Yeah, and who knows whether he had a big old chaw in at all. I doubt that he did, or there would have been more news about this, but he certainly had the pouch out near him at some point.
So for all his high level of education and all his rhetorical abilities, he still likes him a pull of some Red Man. There you go, Senator Ben Sasse. Interesting stuff. All right, coming up, Dr. Bill joins us. We'll check in with News 5. Also, Captain Bobby on the way. Robert Kennedy Jr., Rob Holbert. Big morning here. We're glad you're along on FM Talk 106.5.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The Pentagon will once again let Saudis train on American bases a month after the deadly mass shooting at NAS Pensacola, but there are some conditions. Classroom training can resume once the military implements changes, including no longer letting international military students have guns on or off the base, continually monitoring the students, and limiting access to Defense Department facilities. A woman is facing multiple charges 1 month after a 16-year-old boy was killed in Escambia County, Florida. 18-year-old Christian Ard was arrested arrested Wednesday morning in connection to Dakota Kersey's death and has been charged with aggravated manslaughter, contributing to the delinquency of a minor, grand theft, giving false information to law enforcement officers, destroying evidence, and several drug charges. Gulf Coast Ducks announced they'll leave the port city. The group posted on Facebook that they plan to relocate to a nearby beach for the 2020 season. They have not given a location yet. The Duck boats will stick around in Mobile for the next 5 weeks before making the move. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Mike Ward's Liberty Safes is kicking off the new year with a brand new store in D'Iberville, Mississippi, and an incredible deal on Liberty's USA 30. The USA 30 has a flexible interior with 40 minutes of fire protection for only $899. Right now, save $200, but hurry because quantities are limited. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, where you're not just buying a safe, but service after the sale. Why go anywhere else? I-65 and Moffett Road in Mobile, and the new location, 3663 Sangatti Boulevard in D'Iberville.
The Trump administration is coming out with new visa restrictions aimed at limiting a practice known as birth tourism. That's when women travel to the U.S. to give birth so their children can have U.S. citizenship. Republican Senator Tim Scott has a theory on why Democrats are pushing the impeachment trial in the Senate.
The conclusion is a very simple one, that the goal of this entire process is not to remove the president from office. It's simply to remove certain Republican senators, Colorado, North Carolina, Iowa, Maine, and Arizona from office. And this is absolutely an opportunity for them to try to overtake the Senate.
Today is round two of opening arguments for the Democrats. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says Swedish climate activist Greta Thunberg is in no position to give economic advice until she earns an economics degree. Comments made at the World Economic Forum in Davos. I'm John Trout.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. Shares of Southwest Airlines are down almost 1% in pre-market trading after the carrier reported a fourth-quarter profit and load factor that missed expectations. Revenue was slightly higher than forecast. JetBlue blamed what it called an unusually volatile year in its Latin and Caribbean markets for slightly lower revenue per available seat mile, but shares pre-market are up 2% after JetBlue topped earnings estimates for Q4. The Department of Transportation is proposing that only specially trained dogs qualify as service animals on airplanes and be allowed in a passenger cabin at no charge. Airlines may be able to let passengers bring other animals on board, but hefty fees could apply to the likes of emotional support, rabbits, turtles, birds, miniature horses, and even cats. The public has 60 days to weigh in with comments. Coronavirus worries sent the markets lower yesterday, with the Dow off 9 points, the S&P adding only 13, and the Nasdaq up 1. Futures mixed. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you.
The deadline to apply for the 2021 USS Alabama crewmate program is Monday, January 27th at 4 p.m. Crewmates are young women who will reach their 19th birthday and not have reached their 22nd birthday by February 11th. Applicants must live in Mobile or Baldwin counties when applying and for their year of service. Crewmates are ambassadors for Battleship Memorial Park and the state of Alabama. Call 251-438-2834 for details.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And I want to get into the rainy day today and the weekend ahead, but we were talking there during the news break. I want to kind of pull back the curtain here. You had mentioned that in the 2020 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac, you said on page, was it 26?
26, yes.
You point out interesting weather facts and records. Y'all, get ready. Dr. Bill, tell them what you just told me and Dalton about this lightning bolt.
Yeah, one of the interesting facts on there is the longest lightning flash in distance that's ever recorded. And it occurred out in Oklahoma on June 20th, 2007. That lightning bolt was 199.5 miles across Oklahoma.
From where it came from the ground to where it was in the cloud, 199 miles.
Most likely this was airborne and came out through the anvil of the thunderstorm and stretched out for 199.5 miles.
How do you measure that?
Most likely that was done electronically to record that, but just amazing. And we've got a number of facts that like that and many others on page 26 of the Almanac. Some fascinating information.
All right. Let's talk about where they can get their copy of the 2020 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac.
Yeah, here's just a couple locations. We have quite a few locations, but a couple of them here in Mobile would be West Marine and Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, and over in the Eastern Shore at Old Time Garden Supply and also Autocraft Collision Center. So they're free and lots of interesting information.
All right, Dr. Bill, let's talk about today. Little bit of light rain here in our area, but it looks like there's more back to our west and over to our east.
Yeah, the area to the east is moving away from us, so it's going to affect the Florida Panhandle. But we do have quite a bit of rain now over Louisiana and into southwest Mississippi, and that's what's going to move in here mainly this afternoon and on into the evening hours. It's all due to a low-pressure area that's in East Texas, and it'll be tracking on up through Louisiana and Mississippi and eventually up to the Midwest. But it's going to bring that rain in today, and we'll see temperatures up around 60 degrees for this afternoon. Now, tonight, as I mentioned, the rain will continue into the evening, and then most likely it'll be out of here after midnight, and the low tonight in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow looks like a nice day, partly cloudy, about 62 for tomorrow afternoon. But we will cool to the upper 30s for Friday night. And then the weekend, it looks like a 50-50 weekend now. Saturday, the best day, and by far, sunny skies around 60 degrees, just perfect for the Senior Bowl. And then on Sunday, another low-pressure system will affect us. This one's taking the southerly route. That is starting in South Texas and moving out to the middle of the Gulf. And so we're in the northern fringe, so we could see some showers develop, and especially in the afternoon on Sunday and continue into the evening. Sunday's high will be in the upper 50s to near 60. That rain should move out Sunday night, and Monday and Tuesday look really good. Mostly sunny, low 60s Monday, mid-60s on Tuesday. So the best day of the weekend, as I mentioned, is easily will be Saturday.
All right, that's good news for the Senior Bowl, Dr. Bill. We appreciate the update, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast. It's 48 and cloudy at our studios, and traffic coming up next.
Where can you find the perfect gift for that do-it-yourselfer on your list?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer, offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
From the CanesWarriorKids.com Traffic Center, we do have an accident now slowing up traffic eastbound I-10 just east of Theodore Dawes. It's going to be about a mile and a half delay already. House Ferry and Snow, older accident. State troopers are there just waiting for the wreckers. Bayway, Causeway, still looking good and no delays northbound 65 from Chickasaw to Saraland. Azalea City Tax and Accounting at 1010 Schillinger Road South in Mobile has over 40 years combined tax preparation and accounting experience. They can also help with the IRS with audits, or if you owe additional taxes, see them at Azalea City Tax.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 740 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Thursday. One of the three big things, top news stories of the day, is something we talked about yesterday. I had Mobile County Commissioner and candidate for AL1, Jerry Carl, on the show. He had left the West Side MPO meeting. Eastern Shore had one. Mobile County had one. And the story from our news partners at WKRG said there was nothing on the agenda of the Mobile Metropolitan Planning Organization about a new Mobile River Bridge and Bayway, but they did hear a presentation on an alternative plan being pitched by members of the Common Sense campaign. Proposed plan would be a scale-back version of the LDOT plan that was killed last year. Major change is a four-lane expressway that would be built between the existing Bayway with limited exits. It would cost almost half as much as the other plan, a savings of almost $1 billion. Now, you can go back and listen to the podcast of our interview with Commissioner Jerry Carl from yesterday, and also tune in today on Midday Mobile, because members of that group that presented yesterday, Dr. Lou Campomenosi and Kevin Spriggs, will join us at 1 o'clock on the show today. And do a little forecasting here for Midday Mobile today. Do not miss. We'll start the show off with Robert McGee from the Porch Band of Creek Indians talking about this compact that is being offered to the state for exclusive gaming rights. And then we're joined at 12:30 by former Senator Jeff Sessions, candidate for Senate here in Alabama once again. Jeff Sessions joins us at 12:30 in studio. And then we talk some bridge with Dr. Lou and Kevin Spriggs. Garrett Williamson going to join us. He's got a program coming up to help out Wounded Warriors. He joins us as well. So that's all on the way coming up at noon today.
That's a stacked show.
Very much so.
Can't wait for it.
This show's stacked as well. Captain Bobby Abrascato is not far off. Also, Dalton's got our sports. We'll talk to Robert Kennedy Jr. and Rob Holbert. It's all straight ahead right here on Mobile Mornings.
If your business is running perfectly smooth with no IT issues, congratulations. For the other 99%, there's CSpire Business. We're more than your IT provider. We're your partner. Our team has the insight and experience to navigate your toughest challenges. For cloud, cybersecurity, connectivity, and so much more, the choice is clear. CSpire Business. Insight, experience, your IT partner. Get fiber fast with gigabit internet speeds. Learn more at cspire.com/business.
Did you know you may be at risk of vision loss even if you're not experiencing physical symptoms? Heritage for the Blind recommends you prevent blindness by scheduling a vision screening today.
If you own an old or unwanted car, donate it today to Heritage for the Blind. Just call 1-800-715-2203. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized nonprofit organization that helps promote eye health and aids the blind and visually impaired. They accept cars, vans, and trucks. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not, it will be towed away for free. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll get a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-715-2203. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Call now, 1-800-715-2203. That's 1-800-715-2203.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A woman is in critical condition after she was caught in the middle of a police chase in Summerdale. The chase ended when the pickup truck officers were chasing crashed into the woman's SUV near the intersection of County Roads 24 and 55. Police say the driver of the truck had outstanding warrants. The woman had to be airlifted to a hospital. A passenger in the truck was also hurt. The driver was not hurt and was immediately arrested. A package of proposals addressing a blue-green algae bloom is making its way through the Florida legislature. Officials advanced a proposal that includes stricter rules on septic tanks, storm drains, and fertilizer runoff from farms and residential lawns. Over the next few weeks, lawmakers will also consider increasing fines on those who violate the state's environmental laws. Happening today, the Baldwin County Chamber Coalition is giving voters a chance to hear from candidates running for Alabama's first congressional district. Both Republican and Democratic candidates in the race will meet at the Baldwin Realtors' office this evening for candidates forum. Voters will get to meet the candidates at 5:30, followed by a question and answer forum at 6. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Are you heading out of town this weekend?
I sure am, but I need to go by Kingan's Classic Cars to get my oil changed first.
Oh yeah, me too. How's your car been running since they worked on it?
Great. Thank you for recommending their service department. Not only did they fix my car, they saved me money by finding the exact problems and took care of it. Turns out, my car didn't have as many issues as I thought. Kingan's Classic Cars really made me feel like family. In fact,
fact, I trust the service department so much, I've recommended that my mother take her car in immediately.
That's great. I knew they'd take care of you.
And you were right.
Do you need your car, truck, or SUV serviced only to find out that the dealership is 1 or in some cases 2 weeks out for an appointment? At Classic Cars, we can get you in and out. From oil changes, brakes, AC, and electrical, our certified technicians have years of experience along with the latest diagnostic tools and equipment to take care of all your automotive needs. No matter what you drive, Mercedes, BMW, Chevy, Ford, or Toyota, we've got you covered. And now, through the end of January, mention this ad and we'll give you an additional 10% off parts and labor on any service. That's our way of saying thank you and Happy New Year. That's Classic Cars.
Log in now for streaming shows, host bios, on-demand forecasts, local, national, and global news, plus interactive polls and blogs. Get all of it online now at FMTalk1065.com.
Nick Saban shows up in Mobile for day two of Senior Bowl practice. Eli Manning is set to announce his retirement from the NFL, and Zion Williamson makes his NBA debut. It's a quarter till eight on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Senior Bowl week rolls on with the third and final day of practice. Unfortunately, due to the weather that's moving into our area, practice will be held indoors on South Alabama's campus. Means it will not be open to public. You can watch the practice on NFL Network. The North team will hit the field first this afternoon, followed by the South team. Yesterday, on day two of practice, both Alabama coach Nick Saban and New England Patriots coach Bill Belichick were in attendance. NFL.com named their five stars from day two of practice: Oregon quarterback Justin Herbert, Florida wide receiver Van Jefferson, Houston offensive tackle Josh Jones, Utah defensive back Terrell Burgess, and Notre Dame cornerback Troy Pride Jr. Injuries, unfortunately, have taken a couple players off rosters for the remainder of the week. Auburn defensive end Marlon Davidson has an ankle injury that will keep him out for the rest of the week, including Saturday's game. And Vanderbilt running back Keyshawn Vaughn is also out with an injury. We've lost an Auburn Tiger, but we've also gained an Auburn Tiger. Cornerback Javaris Davis was invited to join the South's roster, and he made it just in time yesterday into Mobile to practice. There are a couple events attached to the Senior Bowl that you can check out today. This morning, beginning at 8 at Sanger Theater, Jeremy Schapp from ESPN's Outside the Lines will moderate the Senior Bowl Summit featuring keynote speaker Gary Vaynerchuk. Tonight at 8 at Soul Kitchen, it's the Fuse Project and Infirmary Health Lip Sync Battle. For tickets and more information, visit lipsync.fuseproject.org. In NFL news, ESPN reports that New York Giants quarterback Eli Manning is set to officially announce his retirement on Friday after 16 seasons and two Super Bowl MVPs. Manning is one of just five players in NFL history with at least two Super Bowl MVP awards. The Giants will hold a news conference at 10 a.m. tomorrow when Manning will address the media. New Orleans Pelicans rookie and number one overall pick Zion Williamson made his NBA debut in a 121-117 home loss to San Antonio last night. Williamson missed the first 44 games of the season after undergoing knee surgery in October. He started slow last night and was given restricted minutes by Pelicans head coach Alvin Gentry, but Zion ended the night with 22 points in 19 minutes thanks to a strong fourth quarter. Zion scored 17 consecutive points, including four three-pointers during his fourth quarter heat streak. Here's a three-pointer that gave Zion 16 points in a row and gave the Pelicans the lead.
Zion for the lead. Unbelievable! Do you believe this young man?
I don't. And that just gave the Pelicans a one-point lead.
String music. I like it. He's got the last 16 for the Pels, and they're up by one.
At call from Fox Sports South, the Pelicans broadcast team, New Orleans will take the court again tomorrow night with Denver coming to town. In college basketball news, the Big 12 handed down punishments to players that were involved in the Kansas State brawl from Tuesday night. Came after an 81-60 Jayhawks win. Kansas forward Silvio D'Souza will miss 12 games. The Jayhawks' David McCormick received a two-game suspension. For Kansas State, James Love will miss 8 games and Antonio Gordon will miss 3. In SEC basketball last night, the Auburn Tigers beat South Carolina 80-67. Freshman guard Devin Cambridge led the Tigers with 26 points, including a fourth-quarter slam dunk off of a miss that put AU up 68-53.
Wow, what a follow by Devin Cambridge. The activity level. Okoro with the shot.
nobody on 35.
That was the call on ESPN. Up next, Auburn will host Iowa State in the Big 12 SEC Challenge this Saturday at 11 a.m. Alabama won their third game in a row, beating Vanderbilt 77-62 in Nashville. John Petty Jr. led the Tide with 23 points and 10 rebounds. The Commodores are now 0-5 to start conference play, and the Tide will host Kansas State on Saturday. And Mississippi State won their third game in a row, beating Arkansas 77-70. It's 7:49, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Check out Butch Cassidy's Happy Hour, Monday through Thursday, from 3 until 7 p.m., featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
Remember, today is the day they reset the doomsday clock. We'll talk about that when we get back.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone, for the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. Once again, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers not working any new accidents. Older ones at House Ferry and Snow. Also eastbound I-10 just east of Theodore Dawes. Seeing some traffic delays there. From Spanish Fort, Daphne, and across to Bayway, still no delays heading downtown. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area. Providing new roofs and roof repairs at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
7:51, FM Talk 106.5, Captain Bobby Abrascato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report on the way. This update here today, the doomsday clock being reset, letting us, that'd be humanity, know that we've inched, if we've inched any closer, to complete and total annihilation on Earth, at least metaphorically. Midnight on the clock symbolizes the end of the world, and each year the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists decides what time it is. Last year it was set to 11:58 p.m., just 2 minutes away from destruction. A quote here from the Bulletin said, "The doomsday clock is a design that warns the public about how close to destroying the world with dangerous technologies of our own making we are. It's a metaphor and a reminder of the perils we must address if we are to survive the planet." Now, we've been talking about this for years. This has started back in 1947 and had everything to do with nuclear weapons back then. And it was, now they've added more things. This is what I thought was interesting about the story today, that they have added global warming to what moves the doomsday clock. Okay. So that's now part of it, because in 1947, they weren't on that. I thought we're worried about global cooling at one point, but global warming now added to the list. And also, they've added fake news and cyber threats and gene editing to the driver of the doomsday clock.
Fake news on the doomsday clock.
Yes. So okay. Maybe a fake news story about the doomsday clock would be even more. But right now, we're sitting at 11:58 p.m. We'll see what they do today with the doomsday clock. Got 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Got well, 2 minutes.
That's
Get your affairs in order.
Full of joy.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. All right. Let's talk about something fun. Captain Bobby Abrascato and the Fishing Report next.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey. Thank you so much for the card and breakfast in bed and that special cuddle time we had. I want you to know how much I love you, and I always want to be with you.
Aw, that's sweet, honey. What the? Cemetery plots? Oh my God, cemetery plots? Really, Dave? Really? You know, this may come in handy sooner than you think.
Mobile Bay Coins, this is Ron. How may I help you?
Ron, I know it's Valentine's Day, but are you open?
Dave, you're not the first guy to call and ask me that this morning. Come on in, Dave. You know Mobile Bay Coins has always got you covered.
I love you, man.
So does your attorney.
Mobile Bay Coin, 2204 Government Street. So much more than a coin store.
All right, 7:54, FM Talk 106.5, and time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. They got the gear you need if you're heading to the woods or heading to the water like Captain Bobby Abrascato. They're just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. Go tell Chippy and the gang there I said hello at McCoy Outdoor Company. And the star of the show, our buddy Captain Bobby Abrascato from the A-Team. Hey, man.
They got the clothes you need right now, too, man, because you can kind of just pick the weather you're going to be fishing in or hunting in this time of year, and they'll have the clothes for it. It's warm, wet, and windy. Cold, dry, and windy. They got it all, you know?
That's why I have
it. You're going to need it right now.
That's why you have to have several bags of clothes packed up to be able to deal with the conditions. Hey, you had to deal with the conditions, too. You're a three-peat here. Talk about the tournament win and talk about the conditions, because I tell folks, Captain Bobby fishes no matter what. Unless it's lightning, he's fishing.
That's right. That's right. The only two things I'm afraid of are lightning and that woman I'm married to. That's the only two things that scare me. But we had two 180-degree different days, man. We had, like, warm pre-front conditions on Saturday, wind blowing 20 out of the south and high water, and Sunday it was blowing northwest at 20 and water all blown out. So you got to see the same area in two different conditions, you know. So
now, what was the format of this tournament? Tell them that the tournament you won again.
Well, it was all speckled trout. You were catching five max speckled trout. And you have to use all artificial bait, you know, and you got a bonus for keeping them alive, which, by the way, I forgot how many teams were in the tournament, but they lost very, very few fish, and they had the tagging project there. We were actually donating our live fish to them, and, I mean, there was out of all the fish weighed in, there was very few fish lost, you know, so we got to get a lot of fish into the tagging and the research program on speckled trout alive, including some really big fish. So it was really kind of cool. They had the tank out there and everything, but it was five fish a day and all artificial bait. And you weighed them in, you know, obviously your total creel over the 2 days is the winner.
Okay. Well, let's talk about finding. I mean, this is, if there was ever a time that's not great fishing, it's this time of year.
It is. You know, it's something we deal with, you know, and as long as you and I have been doing this report, you know, a lot of times off the air, we're going like, what do you want to talk about today? I'm going, I don't know. What do you want to talk about? You know, it's a fishing report. But, you know, it's just a time of year you have to deal with. You know, if you love it like we do, you know, you're going to go out and you're going to find some way to catch fish. Right now, as long as we don't get a lot of local rain, the rivers around the bay, not the Delta rivers, we'll talk about that in a second, but the rivers around the bay still have plenty of clean water. There's fish in them. It was a night and day difference between the fish we caught. We caught probably 75 the Saturday of the tournament.
Wow.
And only caught five the second day, pretty much fishing the same areas, you know. So it's a kind of an on and off thing, and we talked about that with you and Mike on the outdoor show not too long ago, mm-hmm. How these rivers can really turn on and off just from one day, 1 hour to the next sometimes, and that's what happened. The best opportunity right now, though, if you can catch the right weather, is to get out on the outside and fish some of the near structure, you know, rigs, the lighthouse, some of that kind of stuff, because there's just a variety of fish out there. That flush we get down the bay with berry being at 12 feet really pushes a lot of that stuff out there, too. So that's what I like to do, and this is the time of year I do that a lot, just getting out there with some natural bait in the form of, you know, cut mullet, fresh dead shrimp, live shrimp if you can get it, gulp, that sort of thing. And you just catch a variety of fish out there. It's kind of a pure form of fishing that we're actually out there just catching fish, you know. And it's just a smorgasbord of fish out there to be caught.
And yeah, it's like a potluck thing. You reach in and draw out something, and it's always a cool surprise.
That's exactly right. It's a lot of fun, man, you know. Very weather dependent, obviously, because you're out in open water. And then if you getting back to the tidal rivers, there's still trout to be caught in there. The little marsh systems down around the West Fowl River area, down through Grand Bay, some of the little creeks and that sort of thing have a lot of redfish in them. Not so weather dependent there. You know, their gulp works really well under a popping cork. You can fish pretty much popping cork stuff there. Gulp under a popping cork. If you can get live shrimp, that really, really works well if you can get it. It's kind of scarce right now, but and that's a fun thing to do. Even on windy days, you know, that stuff really stays works pretty well, and it really kind of comes to life sometimes when the wind's blowing a little bit back there.
All right, Captain Bobby, tell folks if they want to get a trip booked with you. I mean, things are booking up now for spring. How do they get a trip?
Just go to ateamfishing.com, and you can either call or email us, and we can give you our open dates, or you can select your date, and we can book you that way. You get people do it either way. So just hit us, either give us a call or hit us on the Contact Us tab on the website.
Always fun to talk to you, man. I can't wait to see you soon and get back out and get to catching.
Okay, old buddy. Y'all have a great weekend.
Will do. FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. There's Captain Bobby Abrascato. Brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. Get the gear that Captain Bobby uses, the gear that works around here at McCoy Outdoor Company. 7:59. We're coming right back. Robert Kennedy Jr. joins us next. Y'all stay close.